This is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Exactly a year ago, the Montpelier Senior Activity Center was a critical resource for many people in the central Vermont area. The center offered more than 75 courses and classes ranging from foreign languages to musical instruments to history to yoga, bone building, and knitting. Perhaps most importantly, it provided a space for people to interact and challenge themselves physically and mentally. But on March 13th of last year, the COVID pandemic changed everything. Group gatherings were not allowed. The center's popular on-site meals program had to be shut down. And many people who once felt that they were part of a vibrant community found themselves socially isolated. How did the center respond to these enormous challenges, and what's the outlook for the coming months? These are a few of the questions we have for our next guest, Jana Clare, who is the director of the Montpelier Senior Activity Center. Jana, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jana, I have taken some classes at the center, so I can attest to what a beehive of activity that center is. It kind of has the feeling of almost a small college. All these stimulating classes are going on. People are meeting in the hallway. They share meals together. And it seems like a group of people who might have retired from their primary jobs are still interested in learning more and being part of a larger community. Have you seen this interest grow prior to the pandemic, let's say in the last 2, 3, 4 years?
Yeah, Bob, there's definitely been an increasing demand for programming like what we offer in the past decade, I would say, in particular since we renovated our facility back in 2012 following a fire. So the demand for classes and services and educational opportunities, travel opportunities, health clinics, and all those related services has been on a growing trend. And in recent years, we've typically served about 1,600 people from Central Vermont per year, with about a third of those coming from outside Montpelier and a quarter from our 6 supporting towns.
So as I mentioned, March 13th of last year, with growing concerns about the pandemic, Governor Phil Scott issued an executive order that basically asked people to stay at home as much as possible. I mean, was it sort of like turning a light switch at the center where one day you were operating in almost full capacity and then bammo, almost everything had to be shut down immediately?
Almost everything. Our Feast Senior Meals program became our biggest priority, so that service never stopped. It did have to shift, though, as we had to furlough a lot of our older volunteers. So our Meals on Wheels delivery that had been daily, Monday through Friday, shifted to be a once-per-week bulk frozen meal delivery instead of hot meals. And we had to bring on and train with the proper safety procedures some newer, younger volunteers. We did have to cancel a lot of events. We were about to start our, you know, rich spring class offerings at that time. We initially thought we'd be able to shift to doing those online. And then the city, of whom we're a division of the city of Montpelier, ended up needing to furlough a number of employees, including about half of our staff. And so we were unable to start doing remote classes right away and couldn't do that until the fall. When most of our classes became remote, and we had a few in person at the time that the state had given guidance, it was safe to do that. So we had our doors open to some very limited small group activities just for about 8 weeks in the fall before the November surge hit. But the initial lockdown did mean that, major changes, as with every other community facility. And eventually, we were able to start implementing safety equipment in the facility and start to have one-on-one services like foot care clinics that are really in high demand. And we started to prioritize on our communications and how we could help support people in getting information about other public services so that food security could be addressed and connections to masks and help with grocery shopping and so forth. We also worked hard to help promote the events and services of our many community partners. And before long, we were starting to do wellness calls and bring on an AmeriCorps member, which I think you're going to who I think you're going to talk to soon. So those are some of our initial responses when the lockdown occurred and in the months following that.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about social isolation. I think researchers have discovered that social interactions are incredibly important for everybody in society, but particularly for those folks over 60 and have retired. Dr. Michael LaMentia is a geriatrician at the UVM Medical Center, and he told me a couple of years ago that being active socially has a very positive rippling effect on almost every aspect of an older person's life.
Stay social. Get out there and see other people in your community. Don't sit all winter long through a long Vermont winter just seeing in the four walls of your house. Human beings, we're social by nature, and we need that type of contact with each other in order to keep that brain sharp.
Jenna, in the early months of the pandemic, did you hear from members who were struggling because the center was essentially closed down and they had lost touch with their immediate community?
Absolutely. Not only their immediate community, but in so many cases, people were unable to travel or receive visits from family from near and nearby and far away. And that was so hard for so many people. And so we gradually, and in communication with other senior centers from around the state and the country, started to develop strategies for, you know, how can we help people continue to connect? And we realized, especially as the surge hit again in the fall, that that we needed to turn more to technology to support that happening. And as I know you're aware, and as Senator Leahy was also referencing, the broadband access and technology equipment is not easy for everyone to come by. And we're finding that even those who have access to devices and broadband don't necessarily have the training that they need to be able to use them. So we've also laid emphasis in the recent months on helping folks get technology training in platforms like Zoom. And so we brought on an aging in place coordinator who's been doing trainings on a regular basis now. And that's one of our priorities as well. Also, you know, adding the classes where people could visit online, not only, you know, have their Bone Builders class, but we heard feedback from people that, wow, this is one of the only times in the week where I see other humans. And it's not just the physical exercise, but it's the mental health support that people get from just interacting in any way, whether it's on a screen, on the phone, and so forth.
We're going to turn right now to Amalia DeSfano, excuse me. Amalia, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us your experience.
It was rather shocking because I am very active and I used to take practically every day of the week a course. I would take Mondays or Thursdays or on both a movie class. On Tuesdays, Italian. On Wednesdays, usher classes. And on Fridays, I would play Mahjong, have lunch with my friends, and then in the afternoon, music appreciation with Eric Nielsen.
You really had a busy schedule at the center.
Yes, really busy. And I loved it. And besides that, I saw my friends. I could have a good lunch with them on Fridays and talk to everybody. It was wonderful.
And when the services had to be closed down, how did you cope? How did you adjust? What did you do?
Well, I had to be home, well, almost for 1 year now, but I have a wonderful family nearby, so they help me a lot. But as they talk about the electronics, I am very bad at using the iPad or the computer. So it was, you know, I am an old-fashioned school teacher, so I would write and read and entertain myself watching movies and take care of the house, cooking. But it was very solitary many times.
Amalia, thank you very much for your phone call. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jana, tell us about sort of where you go from here. You know, the governor is loosening things up a little bit. Lots of folks are now being vaccinated, particularly those people over the age of 65. Is the environment starting to change for you?
It is starting to change, and we await the next set of guidance about a possible gradual reopening of our facility, hopefully in the coming months, although it's hard to say when that will really happen. We are moving forward with a pretty rich offering of classes, all of which will be online this spring. Everything that we're doing is really about promoting social connection. How can we keep people enhancing their physical and mental health? How can we provide access to technology? And how can we help address the food insecurity that, as you know, has become so rampant during the pandemic for more people than ever before? So, you know, we're still prioritizing our meal program and trying to build more awareness about the Meals on Wheels offerings and our curbside pickup meals, which are available twice per week to folks 60 and up. That's Tuesdays and Fridays at our side door. And most centers around the state are doing curbside meals now since folks can't gather indoors, like Amalia had mentioned, on a regular basis. So building awareness about those services and then raising the money to support them because funding is insufficient is another big priority. We're doing a big Meals on Wheels, March for Meals campaign right now with online events and so forth. We're also focused on helping people learn about the vaccines and where they can get them. And continuing to put word out about community partners, resources, and events that people can stay connected through. We know that as we get ready for the post-pandemic world, that we're going to be having to do continue doing remote services because some people are making it clear that they really appreciate being able to do classes from home and they want to keep it up so they don't have to fight for parking or take their sweatpants off and get dressed up to go out in public. Yeah. So we'll be surveying our older adult community again this spring to gauge what people are going to be interested in for the coming year of transition.
Let's go to our callers and talk to Liz, who's calling from Montpelier. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me on. I have a comment, but also a very big thank you to the Montpelier Senior Activity Center and to Jana in particular for the wonderful work that they've been doing here over the last several years. I've been I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been in mental health services for many years, and my particular focus is on working with elders with mental health issues and with mental health issues, medical issues. And over the last year, it's just been incredible, the importance of telehealth, and particularly audio for Vermonters who are in areas as can't be reached. As Jana was just saying, there's areas that people cannot be reached because of lack of broadband, medical problems that mean that they can't get out to services. So it's more, and they're quite comfortable just using a phone to access mental health and to talk to practitioners. So this is something that's come about during the pandemic, has been being able to talk with clients through audio only. So this is something that I'm really advocating for, as are my colleagues, and how the center has been important. So I would hope that the center and their work, and I'm sure Jana will keep that in her mind and in her advocacy. So how the center has been important for me has been participating in exercise classes and through Meals on Wheels, and decreasing social isolation has been really important, and being able to get out and connect with others. So I just wanted to say thank you and put in a word on support for audio telehealth mental health services. It's been a big increase in problems with suicidality among elders. Thank you very much.
Liz, thanks for your phone call. Jana, you were saying just before we talked to Liz about being able to work with members of the center on some of these vaccination programs. And, you know, one thing we have heard from a number of older people is that trying to navigate the state's website can be very difficult for them. They're not as tech savvy, perhaps, as some younger people are. There certainly are older people who are incredibly tech savvy, but there are some who are not. And so you're sort of supplying a bridge for them into the vaccination program?
The way that we're serving as a bridge, I would say, is by, regularly on a weekly basis, updating in our weekly e-letter the current status of the vaccination clinics, who's eligible, who do you call, how do you register online, here's the links to the right places. And if you need help because you're homebound, where do you go? If you need transportation, where do you go? We're primarily serving as an information hub for that. And we have a wonderful partner in Central Vermont Council on Aging, who I know are providing a lot of support to people, including through the Senior Helpline. And locally, Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice are also providing vaccines at home to a lot of our homebound older adults in the area. So it's really another great example of how we have to work together as partners, in the region to make sure folks are getting what they need. And so we just try to get as much information as we can that's up to date out to our folks through our print and social media.
Well, in addition to the center's director, Jana Clare, joining us right now to discuss a new program at the center is Andrew Gribben, who is the Aging in Place Coordinator at the center and a person directly involved in a program known as, quote, the Village Model Program. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
So, Andrew, the Village Model Program. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure, absolutely. So the Village Model is a national program. There are several hundred throughout the country independently operating, as well as other countries throughout the world. And they are grassroots, member-driven organizations with the goal of helping older adults age safely and successfully in place. So there are actually two currently operating villages in Vermont, Lamoille Neighbors, which operates in the Hyde Park and Morrisville area, and Mount Mansfield Village, which operates in the Cambridge Underhill area. And each village is going to be unique to its community. So the offerings that are provided and the services that are needed are going to reflect what that community might need. So, for instance, a village in urban California, Southern California, is going to look very different than one in rural Minnesota. So we're excited to be kind of developing this model here at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center, and hope it can help fill some gaps in the community and help out those that we serve.
Is the overall goal, Andrew, to provide services and resources so that people can stay in their homes longer?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think the importance of that can be underscored by the fact that according to the AARP, 90% of older adults, so those 65 and older, would like to remain in their homes for as long as they can, and 80% of them believe that their current residence is where they're going to always be residing. So given that desire, the Village Model kind of meets those folks where they are and tries to provide services that aligns with their wishes of remaining where they are in their homes.
What would be some examples of those kinds of services that would be very helpful to help people stay in their homes?
Sure, absolutely. So as I mentioned, each village is going to be unique depending on where it is. But for us here in Montpelier, we're in the pilot phase of this, but what we're focused on are kind of a few pandemic-safe offerings. So the first is technology assistance. You have already kind of touched upon the importance of that. And with all the classes being remote, we want to make sure that folks are still able to get that social connectivity over technology, as that's kind of been the way of the world this past year. Another piece that we're hoping to do is to engage in outdoor pandemic-safe chore assistance, so seasonal chores. So in the fall, we rolled out assistance with wood stacking as well as yard cleanup and raking, and we hope to continue that in the summer and the spring and summer months ahead, where we can provide services that can help an individual feel more confident and comfortable in their homes. And as a lot of folks know, owning a home is a whole lot of work, and so certain tasks that maybe we might take for granted when we're in our younger years become burdensome and barriers to remaining in place as we age. So those are just a couple of examples that we're looking to offer the Montpelier community to help ease those burdens.
Let's go back to our callers and talk to Opeima, who is calling from East Montpelier. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me clearly? I'm in a rural zone with fuzzy Wi-Fi.
We can hear you very clearly. Thank you for calling.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted to sing the praises of the Montpelier Senior Center. I came here as a retiree right after I hit 62 and have been here for about 18 months. And I'm an African-American slave descent woman. And it was like going back to high school all over again, but with 40 years of experience and a lot more celebration and tolerance. So I'm really looking forward to the reopening. I've been very involved with trying to stay in touch through this year of difficulty. And I am very happy that they're there. So I just wanted to comment, yay, and, you know, contribute to their March for Meals, because I think feeding each other is really important.
And how have you coped for the last 12 months after having these services and participating with folks at the center, and then all of a sudden it's gone? How did you cope and adjust to that?
I am a solitaire, meaning I am a household of one, but I am in a shared housing situation. So I consider myself very blessed to have been able to be around other people, even though I'm alone and 6 feet apart, and wear a mask when I'm around other people. I noticed the need for seniors that have more isolation than me to stay connected. And I also want to honor the Champlain Senior Center up in the Burlington area, who went to that model of phone only because they were missing too many seniors who couldn't Zoom around. So I feel like I got through very well, knock on wood, because we're not done yet. And I could see my neighbors with more isolation having more difficulty, including a relative who on the nutrition score is only a 1 out of 10, whereas I'm an 8 or 9 out of 10 on how stable is my food situation and my dental worth and all that kind of good stuff.
Thank you very much for your phone call today.
Thank you.
Let's turn to Michael, who is calling from Waitsfield. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. So today is a nice sunny day that I usually would be out skiing, but I had something else that I had to do today. But I just wanted to tell you that kind of a silver lining to all this. So I live in the Mad River Valley, and I ski a lot, and I mostly ski with people either in their late 70s or in their 80s. And we go to the mountain, we meet, meet in a lodge, put on our ski boots, go skiing, and then about noon we go in for lunch. Well, we don't have that situation anymore. So now you go to the parking lot, you put on your skis, you walk to the lift, and maybe you'll meet a friend of yours, most likely you'll meet somebody new. I find it very interesting because I'm usually riding lifts with people that I know for years. So this way I'm riding lifts with all kinds of new people and new conversations and learning a lot of new things. Now, of course, that's we don't have the most of the people I know ski from like 9 to noon and go home because we don't have lunch. We don't go in the lodge anymore. But I thought I speak into a few of them, and they said, wow, this is working out. We're meeting all new people, and we're learning new things. So I thought I wanted to throw that out to you.
Michael, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Let's turn to Carrie, who's calling from Burlington. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I just wanted to call because I work at the Heinberg Community Senior Center in Burlington in the New North End. And I just wanted listeners to know who live up in this area, if they don't, that we have you know, been following kind of that same model that Montpelier is doing as far as how to make sure that we can be reaching our seniors when they can't come to the center for in-person. So we have a grocery distribution that we do every Thursday, which I'm just leaving the center from, where individuals can come, get pre-bagged groceries in a safe, social distancing, mask-wearing environment. We also distribute meals each week. We do a lot of our programming. We've gone to online programming. They can go to our website, Heinberg Community Senior Center, to access those. We also offer tech support as well, where we can meet outside, mask-wearing, COVID-safe environment to be able to help individuals with iPads, their iPhones. We've just seen such a shift in seniors being able to access this and have the ability to make connections in this, you know, in these unprecedented times in new and different ways.
Carrie, thank you very much for your phone call and for the resource and the classes and availability that you have for folks up in Chittenden County. We really appreciate that. Jana, we're running out of time. I'm wondering, as you look ahead now to spring, summer, maybe even the fall, with more people getting vaccinated, do you think you're going to get back to normal by the fall?
I don't think it's going to look like it did before the pandemic by fall, if ever again. It's really hard to say how gradual the reopening process will need to be for all of us in Vermont and across the country who are working at and volunteering at senior centers. But I do anticipate and hope that in the coming months we'll be able to do some safe distanced, you know, probably still masked for quite a while, social gatherings and classes in person. I might have mentioned before that we are definitely imagining for ourselves that continuing to have remote services and classes is going to be the wave of the future. And we're budgeting to purchase some additional equipment next year that will allow us to do hybrid classes so that we can stream, for example, a yoga class in our classroom with some people in person and some people logging in from home. That's not something we've done yet, but we imagine that's going to be a big focus in the future, which for us means being able to do more and serve more people because we won't have the same demand on our facility to do all of our programs as we did in the past. So that feels like a silver lining. We had the incentive to learn how to do these remote services.
We're almost out of time, Jana, but I wonder, as you look at all the enormous number of challenges that you've had to deal with during this pandemic, as you look back in the past year, are there some positive aspects to what happened that through all these difficulties, there was some experience that did yield some positive outcome?
I think the pandemic year has really brought communities greater awareness of what their older neighbors and family members need to stay connected. There's been a real uptick in volunteerism and in intergenerational connection in many places in Vermont and other states. And I think that's been one really great advantage of the challenges we've all been facing.
Well, I'd like to thank our guests in this segment. We were looking at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center. Jana Clare is the director of the center. Jana, thank you very much for letting us know how you're operating, how you're doing, and how you're adjusting and coping with the pandemic. And also Andrew Gribben, who is the center's aging in place coordinator. And as we were talking, there's a village model that'll be taking place in Montpelier, one of three now in the state. Andrew, thanks very much for telling us about your program.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Bob, so much for your interest in what's happening.